This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Todd Nettleton on the line, spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA. And of course, we're talking about the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, which is coming up this weekend. And Todd, for those of our listeners who might not be aware, why pray for the persecuted church? Why is prayer important?
Well, prayer is the first thing that they ask us to do. Well, when our staff from Voice of the Martyrs goes overseas and we meet with Christians who have faced persecution, we ask them the question, okay, you know, we're going back to America. We're going to speak with Christians there. How can we help you? What can we ask them to do? The first thing they say is, well, ask them to pray for us. And the challenging thing, and I think even the convicting thing to me, is that they're not asking, hey, pray that our suffering will stop. Pray that God will somehow rescue us and we won't suffer anymore. What they're saying is pray that we'll be faithful to Christ in spite of our suffering, in spite of the persecution that we face. Pray that we'll be faithful.
And there's so many bad things happening in the world right now. Not to be a negative Nancy, but looking realistically, I mean, the prayer list is just huge. So how do those who want to equip believers, whether it's a church or a mission group such as yourself, how do you guys break through the noise and really get people to pray and pray effectively?
Well, one of the great things about the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is it helps us do that. It helps get through the noise and really get the attention of the American church. We hope every single church is going to do something this Sunday. There are some churches that will do it a week later on November the 8th. But we hope every church will take some time during the month of November to pray for our persecuted family around the world. We do that, you know, we promote that through different means. We have resources available on our website, persecution.com. There are several different ministries that all got together to help make this happen and help promote this. And so hopefully all of us are kind of singing out of the same songbook. And again, to raise the awareness, to raise the understanding, to help more churches become involved in praying for our persecuted family.
What happens as a result of prayer? I mean, do you guys ever hear any feedback that, you know, and it's certainly hard to measure, but what do you hear from your partners on the field?
Well, it is hard to measure, you know, the impact of our prayers, but what we do know and what we hear consistently is that God is at work in hostile and restricted nations around the world, even in what we would consider the darkest, most dangerous, most desperate places. God is still working, and we see that even in the Middle East, even in Syria, even in Iraq, even in the areas controlled by ISIS. We see that God is at work. He is helping Christians to stand firm in their faith. He is also bringing the persecutors to faith in Christ. We've had stories this year of ISIS fighters having visions of Jesus Christ and becoming followers of Christ. So God is at work. Our prayers are being answered. And this Sunday and the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is really a key part of all of us praying together, sort of joining our hands around the world and praying for our persecuted family.
And IDOP happens every year. And are there any highlights or specific prayer needs that stand out to you for this year or any countries as opposed to previous years?
Well, each year the Voice of the Martyrs does a video for churches to use in their services to kind of illustrate the need for prayer and illustrate a particular situation. And one of the things about this year's video is it focuses on praying not only for our persecuted Christian brothers and sisters, but also in praying for their persecutors. You know, we all know the story of Saul who became Paul, the guy who was hunting for Christians, ran headlong into Jesus Christ and became Paul, the great apostle, the great missionary. The video that Voice of the Martyrs produced this year looks at another story of a persecutor who became a follower of Christ. And so as we pray, we want to encourage churches. Absolutely, we're praying for those Christians who are being persecuted. But just like the Bible says, we want to also pray for those who are persecuting because they need to know the love of Christ. And sometimes the only way they hear is through the very Christian that they're persecuting.
And of course, we'll connect our listeners with all the how-tos and all the resources that you guys have at your website. But for a last thought, is there anything, any reason you would leave with our listeners for why they should participate, or their church, why they should participate in IDOP Sunday?
I think what I would go back to is the scriptural instruction, you know, that when one part of the body suffers, we're all supposed to feel that. We're supposed to be connected enough that we feel the pain of our brothers and sisters in the Middle East or in China or in Nigeria. When they suffer, that's supposed to kind of prick our brains as well, that, hey, there's suffering going on. We need to respond to this. And so the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is a part of that. It's a part of connecting the body of Christ so that those of us in free countries who don't suffer for our faith can be connected and can feel that pain and follow that scriptural instruction that when others suffer, when one part of the body suffers, we are all supposed to feel that.
Amen. And for now, that wraps up all my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, I think we got it.
All right. Again, I've been speaking with Todd Nettleton of Voice of the Martyrs USA about IDOP Sunday and why you should get involved. Todd, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.